Exclusive: House Republicans introduce legislation to bolster American security, law, and order. By Sean Moran on October 27, 2020. Representative Mike Rogers, RL, introduced legislation Tuesday to bolster American security and law enforcement as an example of House Republicans' law and order platform, Breitbart News can reveal. While Democrats continue to amplify left-wing cries to defund ICE and our law enforcement officers, Republicans are taking critical steps to keep Americans safe. Rogers, pictured, the House Homeland Security Committee ranking member, said in a statement. This bill will secure our southern border, strengthen CISA and enhance our cybersecurity efforts, improve transportation security, and reinforce information sharing partnerships. I'm proud to introduce this legislation with Rep. Stauber, and I'm thankful for Leader McCarthy's support. Rogers introduced the Commitment to America Security Act, or H.R. 13, which would seek to improve everyday Americans' security. Representative Pete Stauber, RMN, a former police officer, and the legislation serves as one of the House Republicans' marquee bills. In a similar way, the majority House Democrats label their major bills as H.R. Bill No. 1 through 10, such as H.R. 1, for the People Act. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said in a statement, Democrats' drive to defund the police has only served as an impediment to American safety. However, the Republicans' legislation would help secure the borders and protect the country's neighborhoods. For months, we have seen rising crime rates result in threats to Americans' lives, liberties, and property. House Democrats' demands to defund the police have only stood in the way of helping law enforcement serve and protect our communities. But House Republicans have put forward a plan to keep Americans safe in their communities and in our nation's borders, McCarthy said. The Commitment to America Security Act, in terms of border security, would expedite the deployment of physical barriers, tactical infrastructure, and technology along the United States borders. Require upgrades to the Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, which includes secure communications for law enforcement, scanning technology at ports of entry, opioid detection technology, as well as unmanned aerial systems. Increase the number of CBP agents and customs officers. Authorizes grants to states and local law enforcement to assist in border enforcement operations. Directs the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to complete and implement a biometric at all air, land, and sea ports of entry. Strengthens the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, to create a 5-year term for the CISA director. It also would enhance CISA's efforts to secure federal government networks. Expedites transportation security in coordination with the Transportation Security Administration, TSA. Reauthorizes and enhances programs to provide state and local law enforcement and first responders with critical training to respond to terror acts. McCarthy continued, "Today marks an important effort to ensure all communities are safe and secure. The Commitment to American Security Act would increase funding for local police for better training and 500,000 body cameras, which means more transparency, more accountability, and better performance. Additionally, it includes nearly 40 provisions to protect the homeland by strengthening our border security, cybersecurity, and transportation security. Through our priorities and actions, Republicans continue to follow through on our Commitment to America agenda to restore the American way of life." The legislation would also aid law enforcement's ability to protect communities and protections for the Second Amendment, including. The legislation also contains provisions from Stauber's Justice Act, which would include funding for police training and resources for law enforcement to purchase 500,000 body cameras. Contains H.R. 38, or the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which was authored by Representative Richard Hudson, RNC. The bill would also for law-abiding citizens to have firearm reciprocity between states. Contains a chokehold ban for police officers. The legislation serves as part of the House Republicans' Commitment to America roadmap that will serve as the policy platform for a future House GOP majority. The platform focusing on rebuilding Americans' way of life by ending the coronavirus pandemic, protecting American security, and increasing American manufacturing. Keeping our communities safe is the most basic responsibility of government. It should not be a partisan issue, McCarthy said. If members are serious about reversing the rising trend of crime, safeguarding the Second Amendment, and protecting the homeland, they should welcome the opportunity to vote on common sense solutions to improve public safety. Democrats should join us in making communities safer and more secure. The American people deserve nothing less. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.